It's Monday, April 29th, 2024. For Lincoln KY, I'm Noah Jones, and this is the Daily Headlines Podcast. We'll start the show right after this quick message.
I get it. Not everyone experiences a story the same way. And that's why the Inside Link podcast was created. In this podcast, you'll hear about the inside details of important stories from the person who wrote the story. Listen to the Inside Link podcast every Monday wherever you listen to podcasts or on LincolnKY.com.
Dr. Katie Short Thompson was officially installed as Northern Kentucky University's first permanent female president Friday, April 26th at a ceremony at Truist Arena in Highland Heights. Short Thompson will serve as the university's seventh president. Short Thompson was first selected for the role last fall, assuming the role from the prior president, Dr. Ashish Veda, who left the position in December of 2022 amidst the university's mounting budget deficit at that time, which had ballooned up to about $24 million. The deficit has since been reduced. Previously, Short Thompson served as a faculty member at NKU, a dean of the University of Cincinnati Blue Ash College, and executive director of Breakthrough Cincinnati, an educational nonprofit. Koi Superior Walls, a company that manufactures precast concrete walls for residential and commercial foundations, is set to open a new facility in Boone County. The manufacturing facility will include approximately 38,000 square feet of production space and 6,000 square feet of office space. The project is expected to create 73 full-time jobs, according to a press release from the governor's office. The positions will cover manufacturing roles, sales, design administration, and management. Koi Superior Walls expects to begin full operations in late 2025. Koi primarily manufactures precast concrete products for storm sewers, sanitary sewers, and other underground utility projects throughout the greater Cincinnati area. The Taylor Mill Police Department is asking residents for help in locating a suspect who was hit in an SUV that allegedly struck a police cruiser Friday morning, per a press release from the police department. The suspect is one of two who fled the traffic stop on Pride Parkway near Scott High School. An officer attempted to flag the driver down, but the driver fled and struck a Taylor Mill police cruiser. The police pursued the vehicle, which was later discovered to be stolen, onto I-75, where both the driver and the passenger fled the vehicle. The police eventually caught one suspect who was charged with fleeing police, possession of a controlled substance, and receiving stolen property. No one was hurt in this accident. The other suspect got away. The vehicle, which is now in custody, is a GMC Arcadia. Taylor Mill police are asking any residents in the area who might have video of the incident or suspects to please contact them at 859-581-1192. That's going to wrap things up for us today, Monday, April 29th, 2024. For Lincoln KY, I'm Noah Jones, and it was a pleasure reading the news with you. I'll be back tomorrow, and I hope you tag along. Thanks for listening.